The title of the sermon today is The Elixir of Heaven. And what I'm going to talk about today is an old formula, an old prescription, if you would. It's been time-tested. It's been around for ages. And it's been proven to be a true and wonderful and beneficial formula. I said it's an old formula. You know, when you speak of something old, it seems like today in most of our churches, the emphasis is on something new. We got to add something new to make everything happen, be wonderful. But one of our presidents gives a good perspective. Listen to his words. The new order, new freedom, new day, new outlook, new epoch, new economy, new deal, new religion, new liberalism, new war, new policy, and other new things of our nation have been much overworked and trying to get us out of our misery. All new things are not good. The practical thing, if we want to make the nation over, is to try out the word old for a while. Some old things made this country. Some old things are slipping. If they slip too far, the light will go out in America. Old virtues, religious faith, whole truth, integrity, honor in public office, economy and government, individual liberty, willingness to sacrifice. We have a cancerous growth of intellectual dishonesty in public office, mostly behind the law. Our great danger is suicide by compliance with evil. Now, who would you think might have said those words that I just read to you today? If you're like me, you can think of several prominent leaders that might have said that. But if you're like me, you might be also surprised that those words were said by Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover is a man of insight, in my opinion, though I think some folks might disagree with that. Many people would also disagree with the statement that is true, that righteousness exalts a nation and people, and it does. They'll also disagree with the ideal that sin degrades and lowers a nation and its people, and it does that. So today we're going to examine an old prescription, an old formula for the elixir of heaven. Do you remember the traveling medicine man shows that maybe you see him on TV from time to time? The traveling medicine man shows the guy's got his little, just like you see in that image there, and he's got his special juice that he's advertising, you understand. And he goes around to carnivals and he draws people's attention by having different acts and magic and all these things. And then he tries to sell everybody there a bottle of the latest magic medicine cure, guaranteed to fix all the ills that you've got. It might go, and if I could, y'all would permit me to attempt to try to just give you a little example of what it might sound like if you were hearing one of those old medicine man show pitches. You ready? Ladies and gentlemen, young and old, wise and otherwise, let me start speaking before I say this. I'm here today to elucidate, educate, enumerate a few priceless gems of wisdom that I've learned during my far-flung life and around the travels in the civilized and uncivilized world. I'm here to say that one of the greatest goals that man can attain is the conquest over melancholia, over human pain. Now, how about you? Yes, you, sir. Yes, sir. Has your get-up got up and went? Has it left you completely? Are you working your fingers to the bone and you're only getting bony fingers? Well, whimper and weep and wallow no more. You brought your face to the right place. Now step a little closer, folks, because these arcane mysteries and esotomic anomalies are not for the unassuming. They're not for the unsophisticated or the unwashed or the unsuspecting populace, but they are for your tender ears only. Friends, I know that you're anxious. You're anxious for me to gesticulate about the perpendicular wondrous edifications of this elixir of life. Let's not bush around the beat any longer. Here's the answer to your questions. Here's the solution to your problems, the ailment for your cure. I am proud to present our high-potency, liver-regulated Gastrol Pepto-Emulsifier. Wow! This will do it for you, folks. It'll do it. If you're like most people, and most people are, you won't pass up this one and only original 100% genuine respirated, perspirated, confiscated, ventilated, highly concentrated Spiritus Fermenti. It's been compounded by me from an ancient secret concoction, natural and unnatural, spurbs and hyses fill it completely. We've done extensive, expensive, excessive, recessive research. We have left no turn unstone to bring this truly pharmacopoeia of medicinal wonders that'll knock the bahoozies out of everything that ails you, and all of this with no salubrious side effects. And my friend, it has been blended to absolute perfection right in the privacy of my own laboratory. Yes, folks, this is the very same hopping, skipping, jumping for joy juice that'll put razzle in your dazzle and put zippity in your doodah. Do you feel perplexed, exasperated, faxicated, irritated, agitated? I will tell you, this will kickstart your falloozy, and it will ignite that creative spark in your cerebral cortex. It'll do that for you. So, in confusion, let me say this. Don't bite the hand that lays the golden egg. Don't let a gift horse in the house, because a horse divided cannot sit or stand very well. And if our high potency, liver regulated, Gastrol, Pepto emulsifier, if it doesn't sit well with you, just return the unused portion of this wonderful elixir, and I will return to you the unused portion of your money that you gave me. Now, folks, I want to remind you, be sure you read this label for more information. Remember, you can lead a horse to water, but a pencil must be led. So get out and buy a high-potency, liver-regulated, Gastrol, Pepto, emulsifier. It is the elixir of life. Now, he'll come forward and get a bottle of this right now. Huh? Well, I tell you. Well, this morning, we examine a formula. It's an infallible prescription, not for the elixir of life, but for the elixir of heaven. God gives to you and me, as He gave to Israel, a formula for facing the future. You'll see that formula in our scripture text in Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed belong to us, to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. In addition, in Psalm 21 and 24, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. A formula. Our good friend Lloyd Risley, he's a chemist, so he knows all about formulas. A formula is a prescription of ingredients in fixed proportion. Everybody's heard of H2O. H2O is a formula. It's two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen. You put two atoms of one and one of the other together, and you get water. You understand that. The prescription or formula for the elixir of heaven is going to have three separate ingredients, three separate parts, if you would. It takes us to the first one of the formula. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. The secret things. Those are the things that we don't know. Those are the things that God doesn't disclose to us. Those are things that we often don't understand in this life. Events of the nations, events of the future, conditions and matters of things in the world that we just don't understand. The Bible says the secret things belong to our God. They're for Him to know and for Him only to know. How many of you know who this lady is? Anybody have an idea who that is? That's Judy Hensler, isn't it? Y'all remember the Leave It to Beaver show? There was a lady in his classroom, a young girl in his classroom. Her name was Judy Hensler. Now, in the classroom, she was the teacher's pet. She was also a snitch and a know-it-all. You know, she was one of those kids in class when the teacher says, "Does anybody know?" And her hand was the first one to go, I know. Have you ever had people in your class like that? You didn't like them too much, did you? Maybe some of you were that person in the class. You know? Maybe you were the one that always says, I know. But the fact is this, there's a little bit of Judy Hensler in all of us. There's a little bit of us that just wants to know it all, to know everything, to understand everything. That's why it's so important that we get this part, this first part of this formula for the elixir of heaven right, that the secret things belong to the Lord our God. It's such an important part. Why is it so important? What is it trying to tell us? It's trying to tell us, first of all, God is saying, don't be obsessed with looking into the future, trying to have all the answers. Don't be obsessed with that. You know, there's a lot of folks that will watch a lot of Christian television programs. They'll tune into a lot of the programs regarding prophecy. And they start worrying about conflicting interpretations of prophecy. And of course, you have best-selling Christian books that often are attempting to give answers to the future. I will tell you, sometimes they're not going to have the answers because the secret things belong to the Lord. You're not going to understand everything. So God says, don't be so obsessed trying to figure everything out. And secondly, God is saying, if the future belongs to me, then we shouldn't worry about it. Well, let that just sink into all of our minds and hearts for just a moment. If the future belongs to God, then why are we worrying about it? The Bible tells us in Matthew 6 and 34, let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. You've heard that scripture before, haven't you? There's enough going on today to be concerned about without worrying about tomorrow and the next day and the next week and the next month and the next year. You know what I'm saying? The Bible's telling us, let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. We waste so much emotional energy and time worrying about things that we have no power over, that have never even happened yet. Matthew 6 and 27 declares, which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? Not a bit. Not a bit. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. That part of the formula demands that we trust Him, doesn't it? We trust. We don't understand it, but I'm going to trust you, Father. I don't understand this particular thing, but my faith is in you, Father. You've got it, even though I don't get it. Then it takes us to the second part of this formula for the elixir of heaven. And that second part is the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. God reveals specific eternal truths to you and to me. Things that we know, things that we can count on, things that we can act upon. For example, we know, as revealed in Ephesians 1 and 7, we know in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. We also know, as recorded in Titus 3 and 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He has saved us. He saved us by His grace and His mercy, not by what we have done. We know that. That is truth that God gives us. We know in Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. We also know, as recorded in Romans 8 and 1, we know that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We also know, as recorded in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3, but the Lord is faithful. Do you know that today? God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. His protection is yours. We know that. We know in 1 John 5 and 4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Are you born of God today? Are you a born again child of God? What is that word saying? That you're an overcomer, and this is the victory. We have victory because of this word. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Oh, praise God for that. We also know, according to John 14 and 27, that we can have peace in this life. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Hear this today. The Holy Spirit is speaking to some in this place today. Don't let your heart be troubled. Resist it. Deny the work the enemy wants to do to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We hold on. These are the things revealed to us. These are the promises that God gives us, and to only us, to our children, to every generation. We know that God still answers prayer, doesn't he? James 5 and 16, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Psalm 34, 15 and 17, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. The righteous cry out. The Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. God hears our prayers. He hears our prayers when we go to him because of who we are. We are his blood-bought children by the blood of Christ. And he hears our cries and he answers our cries. Matthew 7 and 7, ask. It'll be given to you, seek and you will find, knock, it'll be open to you, for everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. What a great promise that is to us. We're talking about the things revealed, the things that we do know. We know in Psalm 55 and 22 that if we cast our burdens on the Lord, that he'll sustain you, he shall never permit the righteous to be moved. You know, when we're weary, when we're tired, we can go to that word from God and just says, cast your burdens on him. Galatians 6 and 9, let us not grow weary while doing good, but in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Psalm 31 and 24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. And there's another great promise in the book of Isaiah. You know this one. Isaiah 40 and 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to what? The weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I receive that promise. I receive that word. I receive that revelation that God has given to you and me, that we can read that word and count on it, that God is our God and he strengthens us. He's with us. What a great promise that is to all of us. We also know that in times of sickness, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he? James 5, 14 and 15, is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Do you believe that today? That's what God has revealed to us. That's what he's letting us know. Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was wounded. Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, oh hallelujah, by his stripes we are healed. What a wonderful promise that we have. What a wonderful word God gives us. We know as he has revealed to us that when we pray for our children that are lost, that we have these promises. How many of you are praying for a lost son or daughter or grandchild? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Isaiah 44 and verse 3, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants. Did you hear that? I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your offspring. And finally, he's revealed to us a promise that's forever regarding our eternal future and our home. John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Oh, I just hold on to that word today. 1 Thessalonians 4, 15 through 17. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, that might be us right here today. Amen. Wouldn't that be something? None of us ever die. We'd just go to heaven. Happen this afternoon about 3:30. That'd be fine. That'd be great. that the Lord by no means will perceive those who are asleep, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the voice of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. God is revealing these promises to us now today. They're for us. We hold on to them. We believe them. And they're for the future generations. God promises us, even in heaven, there should be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. Isaiah 60 and 20, God will wipe away every tear. From their eyes there should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There should be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. John Jack's up there right now in heaven. He's enjoying that promise. There's no more tears. Oh, there's no more death or sorrow, crying. Oh, hallelujah. There's no more curse in the throne of God. And the Lamb is there in the midst of it. And John, he's enjoying all of it right now. Jack is enjoying it all right now. John may be soon. We don't know. But we know his father is. So the Bible's telling us that the things that are revealed, is that what the scripture said? The things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever. So in this prescription for the elixir of heaven, we've looked at the first two parts, to trust him in the secret things. Certain things we're never going to understand. We've got to trust him in the secret things. And secondly, to passionately hold on to the things revealed to us that belong to us, that are ours. There's one more ingredient in this formula today, and that's hope, the third ingredient you see down at the bottom, hope. Psalm 21 and 24, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. As we embrace and hold on to the things that God has revealed to us, he reminds us that no matter how ugly things may be going on in this nation and in this world, no matter what we may see, in 2024 may have a lot of stuff going on. But God is telling us, if we hold on to the things he's revealed to us, that we have hope. Because our hope is in him. Wherever hard experiences invade our lives, we keep attending to the little things. No matter what's going on, we keep paying attention to the little things, doing what is right, even if it's unpopular, even if it leaves us exhausted at the end of the day. But we keep doing it because we have hope. We keep believing and trusting and working because we have hope. When the world says give up, hope whispers, try it one more time. Hope is faith holding out its hand in the dark. Hope is putting faith to work when doubting would be easier. Hope is the word which God has written upon the brow of every man and woman. Hope is the only bee that can make honey without flowers. Hope is that thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never, ever stops at all. Hope delivers you and me from despair. Hope that comes when despair and the enemy is whispering in our ears and causing us to be full of depression and anxiety and doubt. Yet there's another little whisper. It's the whisper of hope. The whisper of hope enables us to tackle even the most hard and difficult challenges of our life because we know Christ is with us and the things he has revealed to us belong to us and we hold on to them and creates our hope. I want to remind all of us today, God is watching. He's watching us. He takes note of these things. What you are doing, it does make a difference. He notices those that are faithful. He notices those that keep believing and trying despite difficult circumstances. Those who seldom hear a thank you or get a pat on the back. God notices those activities. He notices your faith. He notices the little things. And he has in mind for you that love him more than we could ever dream or imagine. Oh, what awaits us is so incredible and so wonderful. I realize some of us are growing old. Our eyesight is getting a little more dim and we don't hear as well as we used to. And our step maybe is not quite as brisk and light as it once was. Some of us has hair that's turning gray and some of us has hair that's just turning out. It's leaving. But what does it matter? We'll all be young again when he comes back for us, because the Bible tells us that we will be like him. What a great hope that is. What a blessed hope. Wars may rage, storms may come, sorrows may sweep over the soul, but we can look up and say, I have Jesus, I have hope, I have a home in heaven waiting me because of him. So, in conclusion today on this form, you are in confusion, depending on your perspective. We can trust him for the secret things, can't we? We can trust him the things we don't understand. By our unwavering faith in him, we trust him. And we hold on and we embrace the things that are revealed, the promises of God that belong to us, that belong to our children forever. And we always have hope. Oh, we always have hope. The word that God has written on the brow and in the heart of every man and woman is that sense of hope. And unlike all the false claims of the elixir of life, the miracle elixir that the salesman is trying to sell us, unlike all those false claims, the true elixir of heaven from our Heavenly Father, it's going to stand the test of time. It'll do it. That old song says it all. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. May we stand on that solid ground. May our faith and our hope be constantly and daily in the one who'll never let us down, who'll never leave us alone, who'll always be with us. And that's our Savior Jesus. Amen. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me today? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this elixir of heaven. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful formula for our lives. Thank you for the revelation from your word and the teaching and the insight of the Holy Spirit to help us in this life and to give us hope. We praise you. We thank you for it. Now, Father, I pray today, this morning, there are those here in this audience that are dealing with things that are so hard, so troubling, so anxiety-producing. Father, I pray that they'll just lift their eyes and heart up in faith to you today. That they'll have such a sense of your presence. They'll have such a sense of your desire to walk every step of the way with them. That they'll have that faith that says, no matter what's going on around me, my faith continues in you with all my heart. God, reach down and bless those that are worried today. Reach down and strengthen those that are weak and need help today. Reach down by your Holy Spirit and lift those that are battling melancholy, depression, and sadness. Lift those hearts today by your presence, by your love, by your word. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.